It is illustrious. That view is awesome today. It's like 70 some degrees.
No me la tumba, Hakuna Matata como Timón y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda, así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Haters pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
To the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos. Al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Upon styles upon styles, I got several. Born to be wild, cause I live like a dead devil. Live it up, hit him up, that's a scenario. Tupac, I get around like a merry-go. Rooftop, I am on top
guys,
of the pedestal.
Blue shot,
I am
so
sick, I need medical.
Rooftop,
I learned that shit down in Mexico.
The rhythm, the rebel. New and improve, I be on a new level. That's how we do it, we building like Lego. Feel on a fire, you're dealing with fuego. Can't stop, I am addicted, I never quit.
Won't stop,
don't need to speak to no therapist.
Don't stop,
keeping it moving's the narrative.
Don't stop,
do it like whoop, there it is.
This is the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Text me during
the
show.
You like that space?
We are back for a Wednesday edition of Get Tanked Happy Hour, live atop our beautiful Green Legion Radio studios here in Northern Liberties. Another great day today, even though last night was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, man.
I was awake half the night.
Well, are you afraid of thunderstorms?
I didn't have my thunder buddy. I did not have my thunder buddy.
Wow. You know what killed me? I have that giant.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Bob?
I have that giant window. And the lightning, I was sitting there watching like a movie. The movie wasn't even scary. I think I was watching SpongeBob. And just a flash of light, and I was jumping like a giant cat.
Yeah, it went off pretty hard.
I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Everybody, phone lines are open, 267-915-2664. We'll talk about anything you want. We're going to have Diaz call in at 520. We've got Hollis coming up here with what happened in sports history, and then we're going to talk about the first thing you're going to do when this pandemic is done.
Yep.
I'm going to be talking to you immediately following his what happened in sports history about the StubHub situation.
Yes.
And then Chris Sack is going to call in and talk about the Major League Baseball situation and the possibility of starting games in Arizona in May without fans, which I am all about.
Yes,
I think it's a fantastic idea.
We need to see it.
But real fast, just so everybody knows who makes this possible, our good friends over at Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, you're drinking Stateside Vodka, premium distilled vodka right here in beautiful historic Fishtown. If you're not drinking Miller Lite and you're looking for a little bit more of a craft solution, our friends in King of Prussia Workhouse Brewing, make sure you take care of those guys and patronize them as often as possible. Our good friend Dan Hirschberg over there. You cannot go to Bucks County Baseball Company's warehouse right now, but you can go to their website, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The website is bigger than the showroom, which is very difficult to believe. All of your vintage and regular Eagles gear. Mike McVay and our good friends over at David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, and our good friends Ken Hutchings, Pat Pavlicek, and Brian Pavlicek. Riverdeck will be open soon enough, I hope. Cavs Head House is still open for takeout and delivery. That's off of 2nd and South. Cavs Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our good friend Paul working in the basement bar when this thing is over. And, of course, the University City branch at 39th and Sansom and our good friend Brian Pavlicek up there. Of course, the beautiful ladies at Delilah's, we miss you. More so than you know.
Some lonely
nights. The most touching I've had in the last 3 weeks has been Hollis.
Oh, dear Lord.
Sorry. Yeah, we just went there. And then, of course, our good friends who also are open for takeout and delivery in Manning, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of Rector Street, the Bayou and Cactus at the top of the street, and, of course, their love child when this thing gets over as well, the Manning Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city. Our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fitchtown, Logan Square, and East Market, and our good friend Jeff Quinn across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Don't forget about Somo Sophie and our good friend Jari Evans. Sean Brace and Philly Influencer, 102.5 The Gambler. Let me say that one more time. 102.5 The Gambler. Green Legion Radio, 102.5 The Gambler.
Now say it like you mean it.
102.5 The Gambler at Green Legion Radio.
There you go. Got to see it with feeling.
Our good friends Gail, E-Rock, Trox over at 4th and John. Looking forward to working with you guys in the upcoming season. And, of course, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia, and our good friend Pete, Roger, and Sean McGranahan running the place. I know those guys are still open for takeout as well, so make sure you patronize these guys in this very strange and odd period of time that we're in. Big Dog.
What's up?
What's happening, man?
Well, you know, today is April the 8th. This is the 99th day of the year. There's 267 days left. We're going to start out with some events that went down today. It's the only reason I'm starting off with events today is because a lot of them were football. So events that happened today is 1966, the AFL. They chose 36-year-old Al Davis as their commissioner.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. In 1968, baseball's opening day is canceled due to the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then in 1969, the very first baseball game in Canada was played. You know who played it?
Who?
The Montreal Expos versus the New York Mets.
Okay.
And the Mets lost.
Montreal Expos, you know who they are, right?
Yes, you are.
Defending World Series champions.
Correctamundo.
The Washington, D.C. Expos.
We got 1974. We got Hank Aaron hits the 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record in Atlanta. 1975, Frank Robinson, he becomes the very first African-American manager for Cleveland. They beat New York. We got 1976. We have Leroy Selman, he was the very first pick out of Oklahoma. Leroy Selman, the first pick by Tampa Bay. Then in 1991, the Oakland A's.
There's a Leroy Selman steakhouse down in Tampa.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's probably his.
Yeah, it is.
So in 1991, they have the Oakland A's were the very first open stadium to ban smoking.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We got have some birthdays real quick here. We have 1940, John Havlicek. 1954, Gary Carter. 1964.
Fuck that guy.
Hey, not that
Gary
Carter.
Carter.
Hey, 1964, Biz Markie.
Now I know what I'm playing today.
Yes, 1982. You have Gennady Golovka. Golovkin, he's the boxer.
Watch your language.
Yes. And then we have some national holidays. Today is actually Emma Panda. Emma, what is this? It's that tasty pastry.
Empanada.
Today is Empanada Day. It's also
we're going to make sure Hollis knows English before he tries Spanish.
Empanada. So, and I gave my buddy some glasses because today is a Step Into the Spotlight Day. He hasn't put them on yet and turned them on. But also today is Page of Pink Day.
Page of Pink.
Yes.
That means turn the lips, turn the corner. Wait. Turn the page.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I probably screwed that all up, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit. And today is, for those of you who are a little older than most of us, National Trading Card Day. Trading Card Day. You know, remember back in the day we used to collect?
Of course, man. Tops.
Tops, yes.
And the worst fucking bubble gum on the planet.
Nah, Big League Chew.
Big League Chew is great.
It was great for 45 seconds.
Man, this is the Bismarcky music video, which is a lot longer. We'll get to that in just a second. So, thanks, brother.
No problem.
Nice work there.
Thanks.
We got some stuff. We got Gary Carter. Dick. What a dick. All right. So, wow. By the way, it looks like we're about to get a little bit more rain here.
The sun is short-lived here. At least it gave us the afternoon.
Weather forecast on Get Tagged Happy Hour. We're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, everybody, we're going to start off today talking about the StubHub situation.
Oh.
And this one's going to be my little baby because I have to disclose some information that a lot of you are listening to right now already know. We had a package that we sold for the Phillies home opener, $99 a pop, full 4-hour tailgate over at Xfinity, and your game ticket. All right, $99 a pop. You couldn't even get an opening day ticket for $99 a pop a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we told people, simply put, that when they postponed whatever type of baseball season we were going to have, we said, okay, you know what? Don't start reaching out to us to get refunds. All right. We're going to wait until we get another date or it's canceled. And everybody, you know, was pretty on board with that,
right?
Because I also told them, you know, you're sitting on a gold mine. Fact of the matter is I don't care if your name's on the tickets and you don't show up, but somebody else comes up and says, you know, you transferred the tickets?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, you want to go out and you want to sell your home opener ticket package, you're going to make money.
Right.
You're going to make money.
Correct.
So I'd rather you guys make money than me get it back and me make more money because I just don't feel like going through the hassle of the refunds. So that's where we are with that. And everybody's pretty on board. They understand. It's now a different situation with StubHub, though. And this is interesting because, first of all, there's no love between myself and StubHub. All right, we started trying to work with them in 2016. First of all, this little inefficient plebe of an employee basically took 8 weeks to get our tailgates up on StubHub's site.
Wow.
And then she wouldn't give us the names of the people who purchased. So people would just show up, and that's it. You know, hey, we're here with StubHub. Okay, we don't have you on the list.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. We started delving into this a little bit. They started doing this premium game. What do they call it? It's called something.
What is it called?
It's called They're Screwing You Even More.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to make money off
dynamic,
of you?
Dynamic pricing.
Okay.
So for popular games, they started this dynamic pricing. Instead of 20%, it's something like 35%.
Okay.
We had a tailgate in Kansas City where we were charging $75 a pop, and you could see the receipts. These people are paying $135 a piece.
Yikes.
And I'm like, whoa, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I told them, I'm like, you're not putting any of our games on dynamic pricing. You know, I understand you're going to make what you're going to make, and I'm fine with that because right. I knew that going in. But you're not going to slap a dynamic fee, and then all of a sudden somebody's going to come up to me and say, hey, your tailgate wasn't worth $135.
Okay.
It's worth $75 because that's my pricing, and
correct.
I get that.
Yes.
Right? But, you know, somebody coming up at $135, yeah, I'm sorry, there better be a beautiful Colombian there giving me a hand job when I walk in.
Little reach around?
Little HJ. Mm-hmm. How about a ZJ? What's a ZJ? Brother, if you don't know, you can't afford it. So, but now StubHub and Vivid Seats and Viagogo.
Right.
Oh, these scumbags over in Europe, Viagogo. They're all banding together now.
Okay.
And they want this massive government bailout.
Oh, shit.
Because they don't have the liquidity to honor their refund policy,
right.
which, by the way, they changed right after after
some people asked for their money back?
Well, no, right after they, you know, everything got stopped.
Yeah.
They stopped with everything under their normal policy and said, okay, you know, we'll give you 120% credit towards a future event because they simply didn't have the liquidity to handle all the refunds they got. So about 70% of everybody agreed to this new refund policy, but 30% said, fuck you, give me my money.
Right.
And they don't have the money to give it.
Yeah.
They don't have the money to give it. And you know what? Considering how much you have screwed people over the years.
You're getting a bunch of support right now.
Huh?
The people are saying they hate StubHub. A lot of our listeners are saying they hate StubHub.
And think about this. StubHub is a partner with Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
All right? If StubHub doesn't figure out something.
Yeah, they're going to be.
They're going to lose that partnership.
Yeah, it's going to be god awful. And I think they support some of the teams. They get advertising with some of the NBA teams. So it's one of those things where it's like you can't treat people like crap.
Well,
and
here we go. All right,
okay.
And I understand the situation. I don't have any sympathy for them because they don't have any sympathy for anybody else they do business with.
Right.
All right. So if you're going to treat people like shit, like me,
right,
if I'm going to treat a client like shit, which I've done in the past, and you all know, but I'm fully prepared to back it up.
Right.
If you don't want something, I'll make it right.
Right.
All right. But I'm not going to fucking run in the corner. Go into my legal department and change my refund policy on a dime.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't have the liquidity to handle these types of requests. So, it's disappointing.
Very.
But their premise as a whole, all right, when they first came out, it was 10% and 10%.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Good number. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now it's 20% and 20%.
Greed.
Greedy mother effers.
Yes.
All right. Guess what? I got no love for you. Take all that money that you've been sliding into your swimming pool,
right,
and your 18 bedroom house. All right, and sell your house.
Yeah.
Other people have to do it. Fuck you.
The weird thing is, as you were saying this, I remember something. One of the business people, somebody who's been in business for like 50 years, he's like, "You treat people good." And you make some money. It's like, but you do not take advantage of everybody, because if you take advantage of everybody, you're not going to be in business that long.
I don't make enough money off of people to take advantage of them.
Well, he said
20%.
Well, it's some people walk stuff up 100%, 120%.
It's ridiculous.
But they're only in business for a short period of time.
And I'll tell you this: anybody that's thinking about refunding their home opener tickets when this thing gets rescheduled, I am happy to take that back, because I am going to jack that price up. It'll be $149 across the board. It'll be $50 more. And don't be pissed off when you try to get back in, and I'm not selling it to you at $99.
Well, that's the beauty of the early bird special.
That is.
Because you're in there like swimwear.
Well, yep, that's it. So right now we're waiting for Michael Diaz to call in, because we're going to talk some NBA.
Yeah, it was a question I had for him, too. I'll pose it to you right quick, so when he gets on this, I don't interrupt him. It's the Lakers. They've inquired two or three times to the NBA. Can they lower the salaries of the executives that work for them?
Say what?
lower the salaries of the people that
they're trying to do it, or they
did. They're trying to do it. They're inquiring, can we do this? So it goes to show. It's like somebody was telling me. I was talking to one of my esteemed colleagues. Okay, go ahead. Well, Diaz just came on.
Yeah, what's up, Michael Diaz? How are you, sir?
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
We're doing awesome now that you brought your sweet, supple voice on.
That really doesn't go along the lines of "shut up, Diaz."
I was trying to trying to smooth him over so he'll actually say something credible.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There's a couple things. Before we get into some hot NBA talk, there's some recent news that came on since you guys went on air live that we could talk about. First off, though, before we say anything, I don't know. If
happy birthday, Bismarcky.
Lito.
I want to congratulate friend of the program, Jari Evans, for being named to the NFL's All-Decade Team. Only four guards in the entire league made it from 2010 to 2020, and our own friend Jari Evans.
Trust me, he deserves every bit of it. We had some epic battles in training camp. he's talking about his fingers. He said, "Hold on, let me show the people." He's talking about Jari's fingers the way they're bent, like Brian Baldinger.
A master.
Normally, you get named to one of those teams. That's punching your ticket to Canton. So,
most definitely.
Hopefully, we get to see him there. But thanks for having me on. I wanted to talk. We were going to talk a little about some of these proposals going around about the seasons. I'll let Zach talk about hockey or baseball. And I agree, Quimby, with what you said earlier about having the teams play in Arizona or maybe. Arizona and another location, whatever the case may be. It's certainly not perfect, but it's a lot better than what we got right now. And, people, listen, obviously, I'm a fan. We go to these games. It's kind of the core of our business. Everyone would much rather have the fans there. But, how long are we going to wait? It might be, and everyone's going to follow, whether we agree or not, and not to be political, but all the leagues are going to wait until Fauci and all these quote unquote experts say the coast is clear, which might never come. So, these leagues just don't bubble up right away. They have to prepare and do stuff. I think it's a great idea to try and get it going. Who knows if it comes through, but I agree with you, Quimby. It's better to have some baseball than no baseball, right?
Well, let's not talk about that because you're stealing Sac's thunder, man.
Yeah, you're stealing Sac's thunder.
What's wrong with you?
Are you a thief,
well,
man?
Well, this is.
Because I'll hang up on you right now.
I like the mic time. I like being in the spotlight. But, no, while you guys went
today
on
is
the,
National Spotlight
NBA.
Day.
That's it.
Hey, Diaz, today is National Spotlight Day.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised I'm not going to have a two-hour phone call. But
Lord.
We'll get that hooked up soon.
Oh, God.
New in the NBA, literally just in the last 30 minutes, Woj talked about, it looks like they're moving forward not with a season, because they don't know what they're going to do about the season. Some of the proposals are playing everyone in Vegas or splitting. Atlantic City was thrown around, where basically sort of like
Atlantic
the baseball
City.
Thing. One of the locations. Yeah, but Las Vegas already does the summer league. They have tons of facilities there.
Right.
It would be a little easier. It's not perfect again, but a little easier for the NBA just because the teams are smaller and the staffs are smaller.
Chris Sack, when are we getting a national Shut Up Diaz Day?
I knew that was coming.
Hey, I don't know if you even knew about it. That's one of the things they
were going to figure out. When is your birthday, Sack? Diaz?
My birthday is in May.
Okay. What day in May?
May 27th.
So May 26th is Shut Up Diaz Day.
That's it.
Birthday, he can unleash.
The day after is Shut Up Diaz Day because we had enough listening to him the day before.
So the 28th? I think he's calling back.
Did he hang up?
He may have hung up.
Diaz, did you hang up? What are you doing?
I didn't. I thought you guys did. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't know.
I hopefully did. All right, so... Talk about this. Talk about the plans here, because we're on a clock today, and this is not your this is not your oyster. Let's go.
Well, for those for those itching for another for a championship or a playoff run, that is not no determination. But they are moving forward with this virtual horse tournament. They just announced like 30 minutes. Trey Young, Chris Paul, Zach LaVine, some recent alumni they're saying, and some WNBA, where it's going to be like Trey Young shoots a shot at his home court or gym or whatever. And then, you know, Dwayne Wade's got to do the shot from his home court or something like that. So not that exciting, but at least it's something you can gamble on. So we'll follow that news.
What about the Vegas tournament?
Well, the Vegas tournament, I mean, that is like, that's kind of like where things will probably go.
Okay, we'll talk about that. That was the reason you're fucking calling tonight. Jackass.
All right, well, I'm trying. Yeah, you know, look, give me the spotlight back over here. So what the idea is, it's not etched in stone or anything, but it would either be just the playoffs or possibly to involve all the teams, you know, the 30 teams, and do some sort of double elimination or best of three tournament like March Madness. So it doesn't look like we're getting any regular season games back. And then it's just about, you know, how long do they have to wait? You know, what do you do about the teams like the Charlotte Hornets who are eliminated? Which, but, you know, they need some revenue, too. So
Dan Flynn, leave it up to Diaz to bring up the WNBA.
Well, that's for the horse tournament. That's 100% going
to
happen.
A horse in the WNBA, now that can get fun. A horse is a horse, of course.
Oh, man, look at the saddle.
A course of horse.
I got my saddle. What? I'm sorry, Diaz.
Go ahead, Diaz.
No, just I think the idea of doing a tournament – all sports, baseball, hockey, basketball, the idea of having a championship in any of these sports this year, it's always going to have an asterisk. It always will. So,
whatever, man. I'll take a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl, shit, yeah. But I think all these leagues need to get creative and do something different. I think a bracket-style tournament for hockey and basketball, I don't know how many teams or how they do it, where they do it. I think that's a great idea, and that's what they're talking about for Vegas.
Jeff Pearlman, could his heroes Fultz or Simmons compete in this horse tournament?
Stab!
Probably not. Fultz is not a hero of mine. Let's clear the air right now.
Oh God.
The Fultz selection was, you know, as far as NBA quote unquote experts go, was a sound pick. The guy, there was this news that came out this week. Lloyd Pierce, who's down at Atlanta now, when he came in and they started, you know, doing their preseason training camp after summer league or whatever. Lloyd Pierce's quote is saying, like, this isn't the effing guy that we drafted. So something happened there. It's mysteries.
It's interesting that Jeff Pearlman would shoot shots at you of that nature. Again, because he probably knows that you've been a Markelle Fultz apologist his entire career, which only spanned less than four years.
No. I'm certainly not an apologist. But, I mean, the pick at the time was down. Sometimes chicks don't work out, you know?
Guess who's back with us?
Who's that?
Joyce.
Oh, she's Joyce. She's back. She's looking from a different side of things.
Yeah. She's looking for the good-looking white boy side. What's up?
Oh, well, I don't have that kind of spotlight on me today, but the cameras will be up soon, Joyce, and then you can see me.
Well, I got to be honest with you. So far, this is what I think about your call-in.
Here we go. You gotta give me my rant, and then we're good. Oh, I can't wait to get back in studio with you guys.
Oh, we can't wait to have you.
Well, Jesse, it looks like it's time to watch some on TV. The Little League World Series. Jackpot!
Diaz.
Cite 80s quotes and have 80s.
That was Family Guy, you fucking idiot.
That was Family Guy, sir.
Diaz, thanks for calling in, brother. We appreciate you. How's the wheel doing?
I get the immobilizer off tomorrow. It's 6 weeks of surgery today. So
nice.
Slowly but surely. Hopefully when this crap is lifted, I'll be able to be driving down there and bugging you guys in person.
Please, man.
Are you going to be on crutches or are you going to be on with a cane?
No, man. I'm No, I'm not. I'm not even on crutches now. So
okay. Well, you was okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Cool. Right.
Cool. Cool.
All right, brother. Well, take care of yourself. Cool. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Peace.
See ya.
I can't get that time back, though.
You guys, that was Shut Up DS.
Thanks, DS.
And again, that was 10 minutes. We'll never get back.
Mm.
Nah, I'm just kidding, man. I love hearing from that guy.
Yeah. You know, somebody was hold on, I had a question for that I was going to ask you. Hold on, I'm pulling it up now because I told him I was going to ask you the question as soon as I got a chance. Wait a minute. Okay, here it goes. Here it goes. I know. Deepest apologies. I mean, I didn't want to interrupt you. Oh, this was the question. It was about the Eagles.
Rob Belivas, your hot cousin Lindsay is checking out right now.
Oh God,
Lindsay, you can come in studio whenever you want. Rob is not allowed.
So Kevin wanted to know. Kevin wanted to know is Jim Schwartz? You think Jim Schwartz had more control over the draft picks for defense, or Doug Peterson?
I don't know. Jim Schwartz just seems like a prick.
He is, but it's like it's.
But he knows his shit.
He knows his shit because it's like I was laughing because he knows what he wants, and I'm thinking that they're gonna feed us all a nice big curveball with their first pick and go after that Murray kid out of the middle linebacker out of
it's possible
out of Oklahoma because that's a man amongst boys.
It's possible,
and I would love that. It would be about time that they address something.
Yep. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here.
Dave from New India said hello.
Dave, what's up, brother? We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to say happy birthday to our man, Biz Mackie.
She went to McDonald's and put a shake on.
You guys, stay with us. We got Chris Sack calling in about the Major League Baseball season as soon as we come back from break. More on Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio after this.
Your mom's hair so nappy, she gotta take painkillers to comb my hair.
Oh, yo, later for that.
This is what's happening.
You got what I need, man.
I can't touch you. Oh, is over that, baby? How about you, man?
Yo, come back.
Yo, her name? Yo, what's up? Forget them girls, man.
What's up?
Yo, I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's
surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.
Has a friend, has a friend, has a friend, has a friend.
All right, everybody, we are back on Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio.
Yes.
Live atop our beautiful Northern Liberty Studios. It looked like it was going to rain. Now it just looks like it's going to be cloudy.
It's going to be cloudy yet rainy.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Everybody, if you are out there, Chris Sack, it is time to call in, my friend. Chris Sack, it is time to call in.
And it's Red Lobster. Oh.
Is it Red Lobster night?
No, Red Lobster.
Is it White Boy Day?
It ain't
White Boy Day.
It's not.
What movie?
I can't remember.
Come on.
Is it White Man Can't Jump?
No.
Which one is it?
True Romance.
True Romance. Oh, so you with there.
Is it White Boy Day? Is it White Boy Day? It ain't White Boy Day. There he is.
There's Chris Sack, the Sack Master.
Sack Master, what's up, big dog?
It's Get Tanked Happy Hour. Welcome to Get Tanked Happy Hour, Sack Master. Christopher Sack, how are things going?
Chris, what's...
Thanks, Dick Cheney.
Is Diaz gone yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck, do I have another technical issue right now? Damn it.
She's actually, Joyce wants you to know that she's watching both of us, so she's getting dual stimulation.
Joyce. Wow. Thank you. And tell her I said, Magandan, amago po, como esta?
I don't know what that means, but
that's
he said
Tagalog for good afternoon. How are you?
How about te quiero mucho, baby? Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho?
Yeah.
Mas? Si.
Don't forget to change the batteries in Spanish.
Uh-oh. Okay. Sean Henderson, kids are listening.
Unasted Tiana Porco.
Great.
Unasted Tiana Porco.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for putting us on notice right now. Anyway.
Well...
Sorry, went down the wrong pipe.
I was going to tell him, but unasted porco.
You can't even say empanada.
Unasted piede porco. You have a face like a pig.
That was great. Write that down. You'll get a Facebook suspension. It'll be awesome. All right, Chris Sack, we have some news coming out of Major League Baseball, and it is unfortunately not Rob Manfred reporting that the Red Sox are going to be suspended this year. Prick.
He's a bit of a prick. He's a Dick Cheney.
So
it's also Rob Manfred not putting in his resignation, which is what we all want.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Big time. Well, especially since they're all playing for a piece of metal.
Exactly. Just a piece of metal. That's it.
Chris, talk to us about what Major League Baseball is proposing and what has been accepted by Major League Baseball and the Players Union, because this is interesting.
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be worked out here, guys, because this isn't just clear-cut and simple of what they're going to do. Right now the plan is they're looking to start the Major League Baseball season in May. Now, I heard people the last couple of days going, May 1st? No, I'm thinking closer towards Memorial Day. These guys have to get back into somewhat of a spring training. The pitchers need to get their arms back up to being a little bit stretched out. Hitters need to see at least probably at this point, they're probably going to need to see about 30, 40 at-bats. So I would assume that this would start to ramp up around Memorial Day. What they're thinking about doing is they're thinking about isolating everybody down in Arizona. Because down there, they have them within a 50-mile radius. They have Chase Field, which is the Diamondbacks' home ballpark, and they have 10 spring training ballparks as well. The problem
there's
is,
a, there's is actually a bunch of the other heat. There's actually a bunch of other ballparks there,
right?
That can be used if necessary. They can fit all baseball, all of Major League Baseball,
right,
playing at the same time on the same day.
The thing is, though, is that, like, Chase Field would be like the main hub because they have the artificial surface, they have the air conditioning. When you're looking at 105 degree weather out there and dry heat, I don't know how much they're going to want to play. Now, mind you, they're going to want to play. They don't make money unless they play.
Right.
So that's going to be a bit of an issue for it. But, you know, if this all comes together. Now, I'm bringing up some other things here that they also need to think about, though, okay? Because you don't know how long they're going to be in Arizona for. Is this going to be for the season? If that's the case, you're going to isolate players from their families for probably about four and a half, 5 months away from their wife
and
their kids.
Stop. Stop. Stop right there. Stop right now. All right, I'm telling you right now, I'm tired of hearing this argument.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to isolate the players from their families. No, what you're doing is, currently, you're keeping Major League Baseball families from living the way they're accustomed to living.
Correct.
And I guarantee the old lady is saying, "Get the fuck out."
Now, I have a quick point to that. One of the more prominent players. He told his wife about
Biz Markie. What up?
he was making an interview.
What's up, Missy?
So he told his wife about not playing, and she about being gone for 4 to 6 months. She was like, "Go ahead,
yeah.
Go ahead,
get out."
Even
Rachel wants you out of the house at this point. Let's be honest. hey, Abby's texted me a few times and said, dude, can you come grab Diaz, please?
And the weird thing is a friend of mine who's close to retirement. He said this quarantine has told him one thing, that he's never fucking retiring. Being at home, because he's like because they get a chance to do things together a lot more than I see any other couple. It's like, but being quarantined together and not going out and letting other things happen to you. In this game we call life, it's kind of bad when you tell the same stories over and over again and the person's looking at you like, yeah, I heard that shit before. Find something new. and that's the thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, yeah.
That you have to take into account here. All right.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Here we go. This is interesting.
What's that?
Jeff Perlman just said Wheeler. Mm-hmm. Said he's out in that scenario because his wife is pregnant.
I was just about to say, yes. Because what would happen is Zach Wheeler, his wife is due in July.
Right.
Mike Trout, his wife is due in August.
Fuck Trout.
So what happens if they what happens if they have to...
He ruined to, a you know, dream. Gonna, Mike Trout has no say in anything. He has ruined a dream.
I just work here. Continue, Chris.
I had a dream that
we all
Bryce
did,
Harper
we all did.
And Mike Trout would bat back-to-back for 10 years. I had a dream.
When you woke up, it was only a dream. Good son things, mazel mazel.
Bitch. Sorry, Chris.
Well, true love is hard
we're not gonna interrupt you. Keep going.
It's okay. So you're looking at – they're not going to miss the birth of their first children, both – Wheeler and Trout. These are just a couple of players that I know that their wives are due this summer. So what's going to happen is when they do return, do you stick them in quarantine for 2 weeks because they have been gone? That's going to be something that's going to come about that could be an issue. So do the Angels want to go, you know, probably close to 3 weeks without Mike Trout? Or the Phillies going to want to go 3 weeks? That means you're going to have to see Vince Velasquez or Nick Pivetta jump into the
You know what? Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but guess
what?
I'll take Vince Velasquez and Nick Pivetta over watching Hollis in the corner. That's my entertainment.
Thank you. Deepest apologies, folks, for things that may transpire during this broadcast. But you got to remember, I'm quarantined. I don't have a lot of people skills. I just go out and let things happen.
I just work here.
Tell her about my rapist witch.
A couple other things that they're looking at, guys, is replay is not wired
not
in all the video. is not wired in all the spring training ballparks. So because of that, you might be going back to pre-2008 where everything is human eye.
Yo.
Where it's not just solely, you know, left up to instant replay. That might not be a factor. Also, they're looking at, because of a home plate, there would be a home plate umpire.
Right.
But they would be looking into using a automatic strike zone.
Good.
To where it will determine balls and strikes, but good. The plate umpire will still be behind the plate. He just won't be within like 6 feet of the catcher and the batter. Which all of this is just it doesn't make sense. Because how are you supposed to force tag somebody out in a situation like this? And they're also talking about instead of everybody being together in the dugout, they're talking about separating people throughout the stands, spacing them out and social distancing throughout the
Sounds like a softball game in the old man's league where everybody has a girlfriend.
now Chris, I don't care. I'm coming from the voice of reason. I haven't had sports for 2 fucking weeks.
I haven't had sex for 3.
I don't give a damn how they get the game going. Just get it going.
I agree, Hollis. I agree. But these are things that the Players Association and Major League Baseball itself, they're going to have to work out. They're going to have to figure out. Like these are just the loopholes that they're coming across. And it's not a matter of, like, if they want to play. I'm sure everybody wants to play. Another reason why they're talking about May is by that point they'll have enough tests to where they can test these guys frequently.
Here's an idea.
It's not going to take away from what the public has available to them.
Take every single player and put them in quarantine right now, away from their family. I'm sorry. Fuck you. Unless there's an emergency, you don't play this season. Mm-hmm. Bye. Out. Put them all in one spot for 2 weeks. Clear it up. Same with the coaches. Get this shit started and quit fucking around.
Spray some hand sanitizer on them and come on, let's play ball.
Let's go. I'm serious. You know what? No, you know what you do? You make an arrangement. You make a deal with them. While they're in their 2 weeks of quarantine, they get half pay. They get half their pay for sitting on their ass doing nothing.
Yep.
And if nobody's sick, play ball.
At least entertain me, damn it.
Please.
I'm down to watch the kids play marbles.
Hollis, you said it's been 2 weeks. It's been 4. It's been almost.
Thank you, Bren.
I think March 12th was the last date. That's when the NBA shut down because of when Rudy Gobert had that incident.
Yeah, well, as you know, Sackmaster, shit's been running together. So I don't know what day it is. I just go every other day. I know to come over here
seriously.
And it's like Groundhog Day.
It is. Every day is the same shit.
It absolutely is.
But what do you think? Do you think it's going to take place? Do you think it's going to happen, Chris?
I think it's going to happen. I want it to happen. I'm desperate for something right now. It's one of those situations where I think baseball looks at itself as it's always been there. It's kind of like the Field of Dreams speech by James Earl Jones. You know, the one constant throughout the years has been baseball, and really it has been. And
baseball.
Remember back in 9/11. It was 6-7 days later after 9/11 happened. Baseball was there to help with the healing process. This right here.
I thought it was us.
Everything that's going on.
I thought it was us. I was in Seattle. I was in Seattle holding the flag with the flyover and everything. With Ricky Waters for what?
Right.
If you understood any of that,
no, it's,
he's regressed a little in his pronunciation.
No, I was only teasing. I was actually saying that football. We took the week off. I was in Seattle that next week. Week after next.
Well, wasn't that the one year where there wasn't a week off between the Super Bowl and the championship games? Right. That was when they did the because they pushed everything back a week.
Correct. That was the year they really stuck it to Hugh Douglas because if he had double digit sacks again and he had 9.5, he would become a free agent. They told him they would take care of him, but we all know what happened. Go ahead, Sack.
Yeah, Sack, finish up your topic here because we're going to take a break and we're actually going to go out with a little baseball.
Awesome. Now, guys, I'm right there with you. I think they're going to work this out. I think they're going to find a way to make this happen. Baseball is going to be the first sport to come back. I'm still holding hope that there will be some sort of a playoff with the other two sports, with NHL, NBA. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they can finish up their seasons and we can crown champions in those sports. I think, if they all look at the contingency plans and they put their heads together for a common goal between the players and the ownership and the front offices, they find a way to make this work without the fans, with or without the fans. I don't care. we need entertainment back on television as soon as possible, and that will firmly help everything when it comes to the healing process with our country and actually with the world with what's going on right now.
And we appreciate that. Also want to welcome Josh Innes.
Oh, Josh.
Is watching in right now.
That's my dog. What's up, that, the big dog?
Hey, Sackmaster, we appreciate you and everything you bring to the table, man. Make sure that you hug the boys for us tonight.
Yeah, give them a high five for me.
You got it, boys. No problem at all. And take care out there. Be safe. And I'll catch up with you guys in a bit.
On Friday. We'll see you then, man.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
All right later.
Brother. We'll see you.
Later.
You guys are official Green Legion Radio Get Tanked to Happy Hour and Ice to Shorts Winter Sports Phillies correspondent Chris Sack. So much more entertaining than Diaz. But anyway, we are going to take a short break here.
I don't have a nipple on this. I'm rational. Oh, sorry. I was sorry. I don't have that great of attention span. So people are saying I'm babysitting my Johnny Walker Black. I'm rationing this. This is the last of it before we watch caller.
That's it. Before he has to pass the Crevassier.
Before I have to pass the damn Crevassier.
On Chris Sackmaster's note, let's enjoy this, all right? Don't go anywhere. Anybody that's listening live, anybody that's watching us on Facebook, you'll enjoy this clip. It'll give you a glimmer of shining hope.
A little bit.
Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. Find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game, and it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
We are being censored. Safe, America's news outlets no longer provide.
About yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. Is a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
One song break and we're going to go into the green room, everybody. We'll be back after this.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. Every two-stone bar and a G-joint car. He made a stop. Just like.
Just a little bonus baseball for you before we start going into our last segment of the show.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lynch does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities.
Damn.
And let the city celebrate.
Awesome sauce. I watch you guys
rest fight in peace, Harry Callis.
Yeah, I watch you guys fight on TV after that World Series.
Todd Heedley, you could call in if you want. 267-915-2664.
Yep.
Or you can ask whatever you want. Todd's a good friend of mine from my Miami days.
Yes.
I love that guy. And he's got the hottest wife you've ever met, by the way. We all know it. It's okay. No secret.
Okay, I just work here.
Can I ask a question about my penis or football? Todd, I thought they go hand in hand, don't they? Doesn't have to be Philly-based.
Probably.
I'm here with Hollis Thomas, who, if you remember, used to play for your Carolina Panthers. So
that one shiny moment.
That one shining moment when he did play for you guys for a little bit. Predict where is Cam Newton going? Mm. My Carolina team is fucked. Well, yeah, you got Matt Grohl coming in. He calls more tongue plays than a porno set.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Did he call in?
No, he's not calling in. Okay. But where do you think Cam Newton's going?
Who, me? Where did I think? I think he's going to end up probably in New England.
New England? What about Jameis Winston in New England?
One of them going to end up there. And I think
both might wind up there.
Or probably watching each other. One of them is going to end up in Pittsburgh also as the heir apparent to Ben Roethlisberger.
You didn't like what the kid was doing there last year?
Who that?
The rookie that took over. They were pretty high on him. He won about 5 or 6 games. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's the look of despair because they won because of defense, not because of
whatever.
Not because of the rookie.
Todd Heedley heard San Diego.
Well,
San Diego does need a quarterback.
Yeah, but they still got Tyrod Taylor, so they have a veteran, and they're going to draft. I feel like they're going to draft somebody that Anthony Lynn can hang his hat on.
Conroy.
Because
you're talking about Bill Belichick signed Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
That's about as most antics as you're going to get.
Yeah, well,
the Duckster sucked.
The Duckster. Well, I think you'd probably be right about. I don't think the Patriots are going to sign Jameis Winston because they have a guy who's the heir apparent in Stidham, so it's not. I don't think he's going
to
sign.
You have to talk loud enough so that.
Oh, okay.
No, so they can hear you on my phone.
Oh, okay. My bad. Stidham. I think they're going to go with Stidham, but I think that they probably, if any place Cam is going to go, that's where Cam is going to go, if he could go this year.
Where, San Diego?
No, to New England.
To New England.
Yeah, because Stidham is not ready yet.
He's in Washington now? Who is in Washington? Oh, Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen. Yeah, nobody cares about
him. Yeah, nobody cares about him. Cam to San Diego, Jameis to New England. Interesting tip. I don't know. Well, we got another topic here to talk about, and then what we're going to do here, we decided – at the end of each show, first of all, the Lido Shuffle was played. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lido.
Lido Shepherd.
2 days ago was Ricky Waters. For who, for what?
Mr. Alligator Arm Ricky Waters
for
2 days
who, for
ago.
What?
For who, for
who,
what?
For what?
But we're going to go over this last topic that Hollis wants to discuss.
Yes.
And
it pertains to everybody.
And then we're going
to
take your questions, and we're just going to answer them for about 10 minutes, unless there are no questions, in which case we're going to hang up and start drinking some more.
You know it.
But, Chris Sack, you honestly think Belichick can put up with the antics of Cam and Jameis? I don't know about the same time, but anyway, let's get to our last topic of discussion, off sports.
Oh, yep.
Big Dog, what do you want to talk about?
We've been quarantined, for 21 days?
I don't know how long it's been.
It's been quite some time since we've been quarantined.
Quarantine.
So, a couple of people were posing to me, what is the very first thing that you're going to do when they lift the pandemic quarantine?
What's the first thing you want to do?
I'll start with you.
What?
What is the first thing that you're going to do after this pandemic is over?
The first thing I'm going to do when this pandemic is over?
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Why did I think it was going to be anything else?
Hey, Brent MC, get laid.
Yes.
One more time in case you guys did not hear my response.
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Now, I did say
Rexy, Delilah's, yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are thinking Delilah's. And I think it's more so just to have
some human contact.
Human contact with beer or your favorite adult beverage.
I wouldn't mind going out on a date. I wouldn't mind going out on a date with somebody just so I can brush up against them. I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. You know me, and you're kind of the same way.
Right.
We're lovers, but we're loners.
Yes.
All right.
This is way too long.
Well, we love beautiful women.
Yes.
But you know, at some point in time, we're eventually going to say, "Okay, go."
You don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
You can't stay here.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm not going to lie. I miss kind of just, I don't know, laying next to somebody for a little bit. You know, maybe you know, someone scratching Meg. If you shave a man's back, he'll purr like a walrus. Chris Sack, a date that consists of a rub and a tug. Chris, what do you think I was talking about?
I know.
Absolutely.
We're looking for basic human contact here.
Basic human contact.
And also, the one thing that I think that everybody wants to do, that's an adult. You want to go out and have an adult beverage. And I know a lot of people who with kids and are married want to get away from their spouse and their kids.
I tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
It doesn't get old.
Yeah, Joyce says buy a body pillow.
Huh?
Joyce wants you to buy a body pillow so you don't feel that, so you don't feel lonely for those lonely nights.
Joyce, you keep talking, you're going to be the body pillow.
I would say be careful because so you don't dig a hole in that body pillow.
Yeah, right? You guys, what's the first thing you want to do after this pandemic? Hollis, but, you ask your people as well.
I've asked them. I got some answers already. One guy who wants to drink a beer and watch football.
Chris Sack, Ryan. Brought to you by Sherman.
Hold on, what else people have? A lot of people want to just go out in general in public.
Just go out
and congregate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to make a comment that's going to sound racist.
Awkward.
Yeah. Well, Hollis and I were talking about
this
earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about this. Yeah.
And it's not racist. Okay. So the president comes on to give the COVID-19 update yesterday.
Yeah.
And he says that it turns out in testing that African Americans are winning this battle with getting this virus.
I'm going to call it a victory, but we're leading the pandemic.
You're leading the pandemic.
Yeah, it's troubling.
So for the first time in 2 weeks, I left the house today.
Right.
I finally got tired of ordering from the same places, which, by the way, just so you know, Hollis,
mm-hmm.
Uber Eats
right.
does deliver from Crispy Crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
Had eight pieces of Crispy Crunchy yesterday, I felt like I was in heaven.
You know what you should say? What's that one that just stopped
Steve
at?
Suter.
Royal
Best
Farm?
Answer so far, sir. You, sir, get two tickets to an upcoming Green Legion tailgate, Steve. An all-day bender at McGillin's. That's it.
Now, does the 24-hour Eats deliver from Royal Farms?
I don't know if they're going to go all the way down. But wait, what was I talking about right before the Crispy Crunchy?
The
pandemic and our health experts and the president are saying that the African American community is suffering from more of these viruses than anybody else. I go to Acme today for the first time in 2 weeks.
Oh.
And at least 40% of Acme was African American.
Those brothers, yes.
Well, you know what? We're on Gerard Avenue.
Let me finish. No, I'm just making sure that they know this is not racist because I go to the same Acme.
It's not.
And I was thinking this. I was like, good Lord.
It's not. It's not racist.
Yeah.
But white people, masks, gloves,
yes,
hand sanitizer everywhere, washing down the handles on the shopping carts.
Yep.
African Americans just walking in.
Just grabbing the shopping cart.
Didn't care. Not wearing any masks.
Nope.
Not wearing gloves. The only African Americans that were wearing masks and gloves were the employees of Acme.
Exactly. I come in. I don't.
Look, man. And don't blame us. Don't blame us when this is all over. I don't know what you guys are thinking. I don't know if this is an isolated incident.
Right.
Okay. But maybe you guys got to pay a little bit more attention. I don't like it. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah,
but I'm still putting on a fucking mask when I go outside, or at least something. Right. Wrap a T-shirt around your
correct.
Do something. You can wrap a T-shirt, put it in a knot, and stuff it down your neck.
Now you're correct because it's like a lot of people that are just coming in there who are customers are not not pretty much wrapped up. But every worker I see are taking the precautions, that the African American workers. They're the only ones taking the precautions. And I take precautions. I roll with Lysol wipes. So when I come in, I wipe off the handle. It's like, but I got a big ass head, and I already got asthma. So it's like, I don't go out anyway. I'm a loner, a rebel. I say, right? I sit there and I look out the window and I look at porn and I play video games and I do other recreational things to enjoy my life.
I want to go to a bar and get wrecked and enjoy a solid Uber ride home with a bag full of Wendy's.
Interesting.
Mask and gloves is my new postal uniform. This is Tip. Might as well rob some houses while I'm at it.
Just make sure you pick the right one. You don't want to see you get kicked in the teeth.
That's awesome, Tip. What do you want to do? So just some human contact, right?
I think
just Delilah's, yeah, something.
Pretty much just go out and have an adult beverage at a bar.
Or we go fishing in Panama.
A little bit of both. It's one of those things where you until this happens. Like I never realized that my life has been a quarantine life until they told me I had to do it. So since they told me I had to do it, I've been wanting to go places. And that's the thing. When nobody's telling you how to stay in, it's like somebody call you, they invite you somewhere, and it's
nah.
And you wait till.
But now
that
you can't.
No,
go
no,
out.
No, no. But you wait till like 5 minutes before when everybody's there. So when you call them, they can't hear you. So you text them. All right, look, I fell asleep and I just got up. I'm not going to come out. And so, but
oh,
now,
yeah, I've heard this before.
Oh, trust deepest me. Apologies. So
Bill Obst, what's up, my Drexel brother? By the way, again, what do I want to do as soon as this pandemic is over?
I tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
and some people are letting people know that is awesome, but some people want to let people know that through the brother community, a couple of my friends are letting people know that they've lost friends over the past couple of days to this pandemic. And
yeah, come on, pay attention.
It's real.
Even if people, I didn't believe it in the beginning, it's real.
Well, this is the thing. Even if I'm skeptical, I see people dying. I don't want to be famous because of my death. I don't. It's like, oh, he was a great guy. He died during the pandemic. Because I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, you don't want to be famous for that. Captain Demp's, shocker, 4 or 5 star restaurant and a 20-ounce ribeye. Really?
Thanks, Zach.
Kathy Cunningham, what's up, Kath? Hollis, there's a Royal Farm on 309 near Susie's Lounge.
Oh yeah, good things.
Did you just hear that?
Thank you.
Things just got creepy.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna put up. Hold on. Don't act like you were not destroying that chicken in the car with me on the way from Baltimore. We stopped there.
D.C.
It was Baltimore. BWI. It was D.C., but we was at BWI.
What are we coming back from BWI?
Because Dallas, the Dallas game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, after the debacle, we went through a tornado there. Another natural disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Dude, I never told you about when I was at the hotel when you guys were at the game. I was at the hotel in my room watching the game. So all of a sudden,
we never discussed this.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, it sounds like they're having fucking bad practice out in the back by the pool, up against the window and the roof. So I'm like, the game is still going on. So I'm like, fuck it. So I look outside. So then something says, go take your fat ass over there and look outside. I looked outside. It was softball sized hail bouncing off the window and the roof, and the sky was black.
People don't remember this. All right. So it was the that game was what, December this year, right?
Right. No, it wasn't in December. It was early.
November. November 17th or something like that.
It was somewhere around there.
So we're in Dallas for the game, and all of a sudden there are tornado warnings right before the game.
Right.
All right, we're inside. They close up the hatch. And Hollis doesn't go to as many games, which is okay. he doesn't come down to go to the game. He's been to enough games.
Thank you.
But Dallas
was in October.
It was October. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, Ray just told Ray Miller. Ray Miller's watching.
So Hollis, after the tailgate, goes back to the hotel. Whoops. Addison gets hit by 2 massive tornadoes. Hollis is laying down watching the game. He just says, I don't know what said inside, but get your fat ass up. Goes and looks out the window, and there's softball size hail.
And so it's just ice
hitting.
And I had a balcony, so I picked. It was about this big. And then actually, you didn't know this either. With the golf ball size hail, so all of a sudden the lights blink on and blink off. So then they start panning the tornado watch across the bottom of the screen. So I'm like, damn.
Yes.
So then after the game pretty much got out of hand and it was a total debacle, I went down to the lobby.
What's up, Tracy, and what's up, Steve?
So I go down to the lobby. So all of a sudden I'm in the lobby, and it's pretty much a fucking party in the lobby.
Those windows won't be able to handle those softball.
No, it wasn't because of that. It was because a lot of the people from the Holiday Inn down the street, all of the windows in the Holiday Inn down the street got shattered.
Really?
Shattered, and that's why
they came over?
Yeah, that's why we out. When you guys came back, that's why the lobby was so packed.
Wow.
And it was like and they just came in there. But then as I was going upstairs after I had a delicious meal, all of a sudden my phone just started going off that loud siren. I was like, and I never heard it before. I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like my phone said, get to a safe area.
Right.
Get to a safe area. So I'm like, what the fuck? So then all of a sudden a siren goes off. You remember the siren going off because you went to take for cover.
Right.
So I go into my room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We went in the back room.
Yeah, you went in the back room. I was in my bathroom in a tub hoping for the best.
In the tub.
Hoping for the best. I know. It's like I don't like
Ernie
natural disasters.
Kearney. Dennis Kearney, my fraternity brother. What's up, brother? I know this is the time where we.
Well, you remember you brought Ray on that trip?
Yeah,
Ray was looking out the window, calling me on my phone. I was like, "Dude, this is not the time to
talk." Oh yeah, we were watching hurricane. We were watching the tornadoes. We were taking the bus home. Back home.
Yeah, it was. Dude,
I hate that bus ride home.
Yeah,
too,
it's horrible. Yeah. Well, we got our
Dennis.
Ass kicked.
It's good to see you, brother.
It was a tornado that hit in more ways than one in Dallas. And one hit inside the dome.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. So, but it's something that like you really appreciate life when you go through that type of thing. You really appreciate life because you see what a tornado can actually do.
I hear you. Anything you want to get off your chest, Big Doug?
I thought that was it.
Okay.
It's a pandemic. Let me give you this. It is a pandemic. I don't care if you think it's a conspiracy or not. People are dying because of this disease. Stay your ass at home and take the precautions. Wash your dick beaters. Cover up your fucking mouth.
Watch your dick beater.
And I'm just saying. And they cover up your mouth. It's like, because I get tired of when I see somebody yawn, I was like, or cough like that without covering their mouth. It's like, or when somebody yawns or something, or they sneeze and don't cover their mouth. You look at it, it's like, thanks for showing me.
You don't have to
moments.
Cover your mouth, okay? Just go like this.
Yeah, inside your shirt.
It's
better. Yeah.
It's better. It's more of a filter. Just throw your fucking shit up over your nose. You're good. Yeah.
It's really a sad day when people just can't. Okay. The world could end. All we had to do is stay in the fucking house, and we can't do that. That's basically what I'm saying. The humans could end, and all we have to do is stay our ass in the house, and we can't fucking do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all. Stay your ass at home. Damn.
Stay your ass at home. All right, everybody. Get Tanked Happy Hour live from our beautiful Northern Liberty Studios high atop the skyline here at 2nd and Brown.
Hey, the sun's came back out.
Sun came back out.
Damn, Skippy.
We will be live again on
Friday
at 5 p.m.
Hopefully we have our premium liquor.
I was about to say we still have Fireball, but we just went through half a bottle.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. You guys, we appreciate you tuning in and doing so for so long. Again, we're going to be on FM as soon as this is all over, and we appreciate the support. Reach out to me at Quimby@GreenLegion.com if you want to talk about sponsorship. Yes, on Real FM Radio and the Green Legion Network.
The Gambler.
And the Hollis Tank Thomas Network. All of it is part of what we'll be able to provide.
Tank TV 78, powered by Green Legion.
There you go. You guys, we will see you on Friday. We love you. Stay safe.